Well, as you know, we started, we received an award in early 2009, and we received authority to operate in the middle of 2010. And since then, we've been implementing agencies under our MTIPS program under the network's contracts. We have it under both our universal and enterprise contracts. Right now, we've got somewhere between 15 and 20 agencies up and operational or will be up and operational by the end of February on our MTIPS service.
Let's back up a minute. When we say trusted internet connection, what is a TIC? And does an agency have a TIC, or are there many?
Well, what the TIC requirement says is that an agency's connections to the public internet must be funneled through something called a TIC portal. And basically, the portal analyzes traffic coming from the agency and coming to the agency from the public internet and looks for malicious traffic, malware, basically cybersecurity threats.
So you do have some agencies that are fully TIC compliant then at this point?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there are two different types of TIC providers. There are what are called TICAPs, which are multiple service providers. There are some agencies that have implemented TIC solutions on their own, and they are actually providing service to other agencies. And then there are folks like us under the network's contract who provide it as a service called MTIPS.
All right, so we have some agencies that have, by whatever vehicle, they have a TIC-compliant connection. Is there any evidence yet, say, in terms of the amount of incidents coming through or malware coming through, that the TIC initiative is benefiting those agencies?
Oh, absolutely. What TIC does, the big thing that it does, is that it unifies the way that the government views cyber threats coming from the public internet. And so you've got two things happening. First is you've got the ability to provide a different technical solution from someone who does it for a living like us. And the second is you have a very, very consistent way of measuring it and reporting on it.
One of the things about TIC, a lot of agencies are still struggling with this, and it's been 4 years plus in terms of having to do this. Where are you seeing the biggest challenges from your customers that agencies are still facing today?
Well, I'm not really sure what the challenges are in total, but what we've been surprised with is the relatively slow uptake on the services, and what I would suspect is that it's a couple of things. One is that, of course, there are budget pressures. And TIC is not an inexpensive thing to do because you're measuring traffic to and from the Internet. It's another connection that an agency must either construct and manage or purchase from someone like us. The other thing is that I believe that the agencies are working on many, many different initiatives, just like every other part of an agency. The telecommunications and cybersecurity folks are probably pretty busy.
We're speaking with Jeff Mohan, Executive Director of GSA Programs at AT&T Federal. And how does the TIC initiative relate to the Einstein initiative, which is another monitoring tool that DHS is putting in for the Internet?
Well, Einstein is actually a component of the TIC service. The Einstein device is a collection device that the government supplies to the TIC providers, and that's the device that actually analyzes the traffic and provides that analytical information back to DHS.
So to have these trusted connections that are watching what's going on, you have to have, there's a piece of equipment also and not just simply a service that you buy?
The piece of equipment is given to the provider by the government. And so, for example, in our TIC portals, we have Einstein equipment that sits in line with our other monitoring and surveillance equipment. So the agencies themselves don't actually have the Einstein equipment unless they're a TIC provider themselves.
One of the goals of TIC initially when it was rolled out in 2007 was to reduce the number of Internet gateways that agencies have. I think at one point there was a goal of to have between 50 and 100 across the entire government. I think there was that was a nice little stretch goal by the then federal CIO Karen Evans. But are you seeing that agencies are definitely decreasing the number of Internet gateways?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You saw two different things happen fairly quickly there. The first thing that happened was the agencies had to provide an inventory of their connections. And they found that, I think a general statement would be that they found connections that they didn't know about. So back doors, connections that folks in the agencies had put up for projects and that sort of thing. And those connections were taken out of service. And then the other thing is that the TIC initiative says that an agency, there was a petition process where the agency said, I need one or two. And those connections were given to the agencies based on their needs. So, yes, there's been a substantial decrease in the number of physical connections to the Internet.
Also, in the area of security, agencies are being asked to perform continuous monitoring of networks, and that takes many forms depending on the agency. But does having TIC give you greater capability to conduct continuous monitoring as a function for cybersecurity all by itself?
Yes, because what it does is TIC is a service that's up all the time. And so any traffic that comes to and from the Internet at any time is run through a TIC portal. And if you contract with someone like us, we bring a couple things to the party. One is that we do that continuous monitoring. We have 24/7 security operations facilities staffed by people who do nothing but security operations. And so that's a huge benefit to having someone like us do it for you. And then the second big thing that you see is at AT&T, we process so much Internet traffic that we see pretty much anything that goes on in the public Internet from a cybersecurity perspective, and we're able to provide that expertise and that early warning, if you will, and then hopefully if anything bad ever does happen, the ability to fix it to the government.
Now, when you're monitoring this river of traffic, of course, it produces gigantic files, log files of information that no human eye can really read. So what kinds of tools do you need to be able to make sense out of all the data that's coming through the monitoring?
Lots and lots of analytical tools. Basically, what the general premise is that you look for anomalies in traffic. And so if you take back to the point I made a minute ago about AT&T having a very, very large Internet capability, if you look at the way that we monitor our traffic, you look for different, you look for spikes in traffic, you look for different types of traffic, you look for traffic headed for different ports, and you try to find things that don't look normal. In addition to that, you look for signatures of things that you already know about. So you're looking for both things you know about and things that you don't know about that you have to find out about.
One of the other pieces of TIC is this, that's eventually going to continuous monitoring and all that information being pushed to CyberScope. Are you guys, through your trusted internet connections, MTIPS, already pushing information to the Homeland Security Department's CyberScope tool?
Yes.
Yes. That was succinct. Thank you very much.